விதமானாலாம் கிருஷ்ணே பரம பூருஷே பக்தி உற்பத்தே பும்சா சோகமோகயா. தஸ்யாங் போய் ஸ்ரீதா சேவானாலாம் சாத்தத சங்கீதா we have already discussed yesterday morning. Vidyan Chakri Satat Sang. This is Vaishnav. Vidyan. Vaishnav is always Vidyan. Vid means knowledge. And Van means one who has knowledge. That is called Vidvan. Vidvan. So, Vyasadeva is known as Vedavyas. He is the giver of Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is not given by him. The Vedic knowledge is given by Krishna himself. Tene brahma rida adhikavai. கிருஷ்ணா வாசுதேவ் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஹி கேவ் தி நாலேஜ் டு லார்ட் பிரம்மா தேனே பிரம்ம ரிதா ஆதி கவி ஆதி கவி தி ஒரிஜினல் லேர்னட் பர்சன் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் திஸ் மாடர்ன் நான்சென்ஸ் தியோரி தட் தேர் வாஸ் in the beginning no life, but that is nonsense. In the beginning there was Brahma, the most learned person. So this theory of modern scientists that there was no human being or there was no man, they are all rascal speculation. It has no value. Here we get the knowledge that originally the Vedic knowledge was given to Lord Brahma. And from Lord Brahma, Narad received the knowledge, and from Narad, Vyasadeva received the knowledge, and from Vyasadeva, by parampara, disciplic succession, we have received this knowledge. The knowledge is the same. There is no alteration. Because it is coming through the parampara system, there is no breakage. Just like from a very top height, if you give something, but if it is given hand to hand, it does not break. But if you drop anything from very high place, it will be spoiled. Therefore it comes through the parampara. Take for example one fruit, ripened fruit. This Bhagavatam is accepted as the ripened fruit of the Vedic desire tree. Nigama kalpatarur galitam phalamidam. It is the ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge. Because Vedic knowledge means to understand God. That is Vedic knowledge. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. That is Vedic knowledge. To understand the Supreme Law, the original person. That is the end of Vedic knowledge. So that Vedic knowledge is presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva offers his respectful obeisance and says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. But Vasudeva is the origin. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudhullava. One who has known that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Vasudeva is everything. Sa Mahatma Sudhullava. He is not only ordinary Mahatma, is sudurlabha. Durlabha means very rare. And when you add this word, su, it is very, very difficult. Sudurlabha. So that kind of mahatma, you sit down properly. Who is that man? You sit down properly. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So how one can understand Vasudeva? Bhunam janmanavanti jnanavan. After many, many births, because we are all living entities in this material world, we are all rascals. We must know it. All rascals. Abodha jata. Everyone who is born in this material world, either he may be even Lord Brahma, and down to this small insect. Anyone who has come to this material world, because we are not material, we are spiritual identity. Na jayate na mriyate va. Never takes birth, never dies. Na hannati hannamani sarire. This is the identification given by Lord Krishna. But we are so foolish and rascals, we never question that my position is na jayate na mriyate va. I never take birth, never I die. Then why I am afraid of death and why I am actually undergoing birth and death? I am born, everyone knows, I have come out from my mother, therefore jayate. So why I have taken birth? And again, everyone knows, as sure as death, mriyate eva. So why this discrepancy? This is human being. The cats and dogs, they cannot question this. So this question is called Brahma Jignasa. That I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, soham, I am the same quality as the Supreme Lord. So why I am put into this condition? This is beginning of human life. This is the beginning of human life. And if one does not inquire this, then he is enemy. Plain thing. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he was a minister, but he could understand that what to speak of becoming a minister can become any rascal. I am the fool number one. Therefore he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the first question was, Ke ami kano mori jape thako? He was never proud that I am minister, I am so learned scholar. Why shall I go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask him, who am I? This is humbleness, and this is the qualification of becoming a disciple. When one becomes humble, when actually one understands that he is fool number one, he has to go to Guru to understand the value of his life, then he is intelligent. And so long he keeps himself in the darkness that I know everything, who is richer than me, who is learned than me, who is powerful than me, I am this, I am that. That means he is rascal. Abodha jata. Parabhavastavad abodha jata. So long we keep ourselves in this misunderstanding that I know everything, I am a very great person, then whatever he is doing, it is his defeat. Abodhika, parava. That is going. The so-called leaders, they do not know what is their spiritual identification, and becoming unnecessarily proud, they are doing anything and everything. Abodhika. They do not know, they will have to be suffer for this ignorance. We have repeatedly said that if you keep yourself in ignorance, and if you do, because wrong thing is done, by rascals and ignorant. No intelligent man will do any wrong thing. That's a fact. Violation of the law is done. Either a criminal willfully doing, or a person, the one who does not know the law, he commits. But you know or not know, if you have violated the law, then you have to be punished. Prakite kriyamanani guni karmani sa. Ahamkara vimunatma karta aham iti mannati. You are not independent. So Vyasadev, he is giving us this knowledge, vidya. Lokasya jana, the whole population, only the total number of the the living entities, either he is Brahma or a small, proportionately, they are all in ignorance. Otherwise, why Brahma required Vedic knowledge? It is said, Tene Brahma Rida Adikavaye. Adikavaye Brahma, he is Swayambhu, he is so great that he is directly born from Narayana, Swayambhu, not through any material mother. Just imagine how he is great. And Brahma is great, everyone knows. So he had to take knowledge also. Otherwise, why it is said, Tene Brahmarida Adikavaye. Even though he is the most learned Adikavi, he had to take knowledge. So you can say, he is the first creature, there was nobody there. How he took knowledge? Who gave him knowledge? The answer is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vasudev gave him. Where is Vasudev? There was none. No. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Vasudev means who stays everywhere. Vasati, sarvatra. Vasudeva sarvabhutanam. Samahatma. So Vasudev is there. So Brahma was, although there was nobody else, except Brahma, he was in the darkness. Still, Vasudev was there. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna. So he gave the knowledge. Tene Brahma. Brahma means Vedic knowledge. So Vasudeva sarvamiti. Vasudev is everywhere and he is ready to help us. And if we become sincere to take knowledge from Vasudev, even you are in the wilderness, anywhere you are with Vasudev. You are not alone. He is so friendly that he is living with you as your most intimate friend. That is described in the Vedic literature. Two birds are sitting in one tree. This is the tree. And two birds, Atma and Paramatma, they are sitting in the same tree. One is acting according to his whims for enjoying senses. And another is simply looking over when this rascal will turn his face towards me. This is going on. Why is this talk? So, Vasudev is always ready to help us, provided we want to take help from him. And he not only internally he is helping, externally also he is sending his representative to teach us. And there is Shastra, just like this Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sadhu Shastra Guru. Guru is there, Shastra is there, saintly persons are there. You take advantage and the Lord is there within yourself. So why don't you take? This is intelligence. If we don't take the advantage, and this is possible in the human form of life, a cat and dog cannot take advantage of this sadhu, shastra and guru. Only the human being can accept it. Therefore, here it is said, jasyangmai suyomanaya. Jashanvai Sriyamanayam Krishne Paramapuruse. This Srimad Bhagavatam, Sattata Sangita, given by Vyasadeva, not given by Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is simply delivering what he has received from his guru, Chaitanya Guru. He is delivering that knowledge. Vedic knowledge he is delivering. And he has written this book. Lokasya Janata, people are all restless. So, the advantage we must take. What is that advantage? Jashang bhai sriyamanaya. If you simply hear this one, just like you are hearing, if you kindly come here and listen the instructions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you become perfect. Simply by hearing, you haven't got to make any gymnastics or any physical labor. Simply come into the temple, manmana bhagavan bhakta, simply see the deity, naturally we think of deity. Oh, how nicely the Lord is dressed. That is thinking. Manmana, immediate thinking. The temple is constructed after spending so much money. Why? To give you chance of thinking. Because that is the beginning. It is not the money is wasted. Rascals are thinking that unnecessarily they have spent so much money. No. Paropoka. Giving chances to the rascal people to come here and see the deity and think of Krishna. This is what. If he simply thinks, oh, how Krishna is nicely dressed. That is thinking. Manmana. And if you offer little obeisance, Maga Namaskuru, then you still make further progress. Manmana bhava mad bhakta, madhyaji maga namaskuru. And if you hear about himself, in this way you become perfect. There is no necessity of very high education, MA, PhD, DSC, no. This is simple. Jashangva isyo manaya. Here it is said. Simply by hearing. Jashangva isyo manaya Krishna parama purusha. The whole idea is how to become Krishna conscious. That is the perfection of life. How to become Krishna conscious? So if we hear this literature given by Vyasadeva, Sattata Sanghita, Jashang by Siyamana, simply by hearing, Krishna Paramapuruse Bhakti Rutpadate. Because we require Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta. Krishna says directly, Bhavamad Bhakta. So, how we can become Bhagavad Bhakta? Here is the process. Bhakti Rutpadate Pumsa. Now, what is the use of bhakti? Just see how Bhagavat is compiled. How nicely. Because it is transcendental literature. You can say, what is the use of bhakti? Why shall I waste my time, come in the temple and hear about Krishna? Actually, they are doing that. Nobody is coming. Such a big temple, of course there are many temples that are going. But people, in other places also, people have lost interest. All interest, either temple or church or mosque. They do not know. Therefore they are surprised. In America, the Christian priests are surprised because they are closing their churches. In London, I have seen hundreds of churches are now closed. Nobody is going. If there is meeting, only the caretaker and few old ladies go. Because what? Why they will go? That's a fact. And actually, churches are being sold. It is not lying propaganda. Anyone, English boy, he will confirm this statement. Yes. People are losing interest. So, here it is said that bhakti rupade rupadate, bhakti can be avic. It is not an artificial thing. If it was artificial thing, why the English and American boy, they had nothing to do with Krishna, they never heard in their life about Krishna. How? This is admitted by the Christian priest, that these boys, they are our boys, and formerly, before this Krishna consciousness movement, they never came to church, never inquired about God. Now, how it is that these boys are mad after God? They are surprised, and it is actually surprising. Why? Because the bhakti is there. It was not awakened by the so-called leaders and the priests. It was not awakened. Religion means to awaken that Krishna consciousness. That is religion. Sabai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti radokhade. That is religion. Religion is not formalities and ritualistic ceremonies. Religion means how to awaken the normal condition to become lover of God. That is normal condition. Love is there, but because we have no objective, because we have no instruction where to place our love, we are loving so many things up to the dog. Instead of God, we are loving dog. Love is there. The bhakti means jato bhakti radakhade. That means, bhakti means love. Unless you have bhakti, just like you are giving me so many garlands. Why you are giving? Because you love me. Otherwise there is no necessity. There is no necessity. The third person is not coming. But because you have got some love, therefore you are worshipping your spiritual master. So bhakti means love. Without love, there is no question of bhakti. So this bhakti has to be awake. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that nitya siddha Krishna bhakti. Bhakti is there. Otherwise, as I have said many times, how you have become bhakti. European and American girls here present, for Krishna bhakti, they have sacrificed everything. Even they do not dress attractively so that they may be attractive to other boys and their life may be spoiled. Why? For bhakti, for Krishna. This is the bhakti. That is Krishna parama puruse bhakti rupadu. This is success. Krishna param purush. Krishna said, and in the Shastra it is said, and all the sages, all the learned scholars, acharya, they accept Krishna parama purush, the supreme power. Ishara parama Krishna, Satchidananda vigraha, anadi radi govi, sarvakarana karanam, ahamihi, prava sarva saprabhava. I am the origin of everything. Janmadasajataha, the Vedanta. Krishna, Brahma, Parabrahma. He is the origin of everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. One must know it. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samahatma Sudarya. These things are there. Therefore, Krishna Parama. Life, success of life means how you can awaken your love for Krishna. Krishna parama purusha. Parama purusha, that is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti sadhaka guna. It is not artificially awakened. There is alert. Nitya siddha. As we are nitya siddha. Nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. We are nitya. Similarly, Krishna bhakti is also nitya. Krishna consciousness is there along with the living entity. It is not an artificial thing. Just like sugar, sweetness is already there. It is the nature of sugar. It is not an artificial thing. Sugar means sweetness. Living entity means Krishna Bhakta. If he is not Krishna Bhakta, he is a rascal. Therefore Krishna says, Namaga Dishkitanam Murha Parvadhanti Narada. Those who are Naradhavas, lowest of mankind, they do not become Krishna Bhakta. They become others. Therefore they are Dushkitana. Why that? Not Krishna Bhakta, Dushkitina, full of sinful activities. So you cannot become Krishna Bhakta and indulge at the same time in sinful activities. Then it will be spoiled. You must be very careful. We have selected, summarized the essence of sinful activities is illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. This is the essence. If you save yourself from these four principles, then you become sinless. And unless you become sinless, there is no question of Krishna. Rest of Deshavantagatam papam janalam punyakarmana te dhannamaha nirmukta bhajanti maagdiram. One can be strictly engaged in Krishna consciousness when he is free from all sinful acts. Otherwise nothing. Of course, Krishna is very kind. If you are engaged in Krishna bhakti sincerely, if by mistake you commit some sin, that can be excused. But if you purposefully commit sinful activity, you'll never get Krishna's approach. That is a great. Namnat balat jasahi papa buddhi. That is very great offense. That I am a devotee of Krishna, and just like the Christian people go to church, that I am Christ, devotee of Christ, I can do any nonsense, and on Sunday I shall go, I shall admit, yes, my Lord, I have done this. All right, then I will do again tomorrow. This is not what. That is papa buddhi. That somehow or other, let me be at home today, and from tomorrow I shall begin my business. And again I shall come Sunday. This is papa buddhi. Such persons are never excused, but they do not know. But by mistake or by chance, unknowingly, if we commit some mistake, that is excuse. Sapadamulanga bhajatam kriyas. Because he is engaged in the service of the Lord. Not only that, one who is engaged, he will simply admit, sir, from today I shall be your servant. Immediately become all free from all. Krishna said, sarudharmaan parityaja mamekam saranam braja. You just surrender to me and you do it. And immediately, ahankara sarva papa vimukta. Immediately. But don't commit again. He can excuse immediately. Apite sudurachara bhajate mamananava sadureva samana. Not that. You take advantage of it. Don't take advantage of it. And because I have become so-called sadhu, I can do all nonsense and Krishna will excuse. No, that is namapara. If by mistake or by chance you do something wrong, that can be excused. That is natural. Suppose you are servant, you have committed some mistake. The master immediately does not dismiss. He wants, why you have done this? Do not do that. That is natural. Similarly, Krishna bhakti is there. If we carefully study, the sangha is sriyamana. Study means you can say that it requires education. No, it doesn't matter. Sriyamanaya. Krishna has given you the ears. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. You go to a proper person, guru, and hear from. Therefore, this word is used. Sriyamanaya. If you hear from the right person, then Krishna Paramapuruse Bhakti Rukpadvati. Then you develop your Krishna consciousness. And if you say, what is the use of bhakti, that means, no, it is required. If you are serious, what is that required? Sokamoho bhayava. Things are going on. Soka, moho, and bho. Bhai means fearfulness. Even a small bird, he is also fearful. You see, this bird is sitting up. It is not coming down. Why? Sometimes it comes down when we are not there. What is that? Fearfulness. Fearfulness. It is a small bird. It has nothing, we have nothing to do with them. Nobody has got it. But still it is fearful. So any body, any material body, you accept, there will be fearfulness. And fear. Why you are fearful? There is loss and gain. So when there is loss, there is soka. And this soka and fearfulness is moha, illusion. Because I don't belong to this material world. Artificially I have accepted this body. On account of this body, I am subjected to these principles. Soka, moha, bhava. So as you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, more and more you advance, then these three things, soka, moha, bhaya, will be completely eradicated. That is the gain of bhakti yoga. Thank you very much.